Hello, Namaste, Salaam Walaikum, Sastriya Kal. Welcome back to another session with your Vashaf at Vareva.com. Today we're going to make Achari Chole Pulav. Achari means pickled. So we're going to get the nice pickle flavor two ways. So we're going to watch how we're going to do this. We're going to make this by adding ghee, that is clarified butter. Wow. For this, add some bay leaf. And now the achari ingredients. Fennel seeds, of course, I'm supposed to add mustard first, just failed to add it, that's okay. In this, add kalonji, that is the onion seeds, cumin seeds, and fenugreek seeds, okay. All of these give nice achari flavor, and just mix this. Ah, you know, as soon as you add all these ingredients, this gives a very nice aroma. In this, add coarsely crushed garam masala. You know, this will going to burn, so be very careful. In this, add sliced onions and then saute them. Wow, what an aroma. You know, I coarsely ground garam masala and added, as well as this nice achari ingredients. This is giving such an awesome flavor. And saute these onions. You know, for this, we don't want to brown the onions. Just saute them till they are nice and transparent. Add salt. I added a little extra salt, it looks, but because we are making the pulav, we may have to actually add a lot more than that. Okay, in this, add green chili, hing, and mix. Also add a little bit of turmeric. The aroma is getting better and better, and add a little bit of ginger garlic paste. And make sure you cook the ginger garlic paste till the raw flavor is gone. In this, add the garbanzo. These are boiled garbanzo, and just add to this. Wow. Now, these garbanzo beans, let this get cooked in this masala. Now, I am going to add yogurt with more of achari masala. You're going to see how we're going to do that. Now, we're going to make this another achari masala. Take some yogurt. In this, add mustard powder, coriander powder, chili powder. That should be good. And also, you know, you can add your favorite achar. You know, this is what we do sometimes in the restaurants to give extra achari flavor. I have taken here mango achar that is going to go well with the chole. Because we love to use amchur powder in chole. That's why I am used, you know, mango achar in this. All of this mixed together and pour it into our chana masala. Wow. Look at this chole nicely getting cooked. And pour this yogurt masala into this garbanzo. And now, mix all of this nicely. See, you want this garbanzo to get cooked in this for at least a few more minutes. That's way all the garbanzo will be nice achari flavor. That's when we're going to add the rice and water. Now, look at this. All this garbanzo is nicely coated with this masala. But there's a technique how you add rice, and that is, just take this soaked rice. Rice has been soaked for almost 1 hour in the water. So now, just add this rice. See, the more time you soak, the rice is better. And now, just spread the rice on this. Now, we're going to pour water in this. For this, I've taken around 1 cup of rice. So I'm going to add 2 cups of water. Okay, without too much mixing the rice, just pour the water. Okay, that's good enough. And this water is good enough for this much rice. And now, we're going to add some more salt on top. Add mint leaf and some chopped coriander. Don't mix the garbanzo now. Just put the lid on and cook it on a slow flame. Do not put it on a high flame. And cook it on a slow flame. Slowly, you will see these bubbles coming up. And then the rice will absorb all the moisture. When it is almost done, that is when we're going to mix it once and then put it to dum. Now, wow, look at this. You know, I have not mixed it, and you know, keep the flame low so that the rice on the top is getting cooked with the water from the bottom. Most of the water is being absorbed, and just put the lid on and reduce it to the slowest flame possible and let it cook for another few minutes, and there won't be any bubbles. That's when switch off the flame and your rice will be done perfectly. Now, you know, after letting it sit for, 3 minutes, and look at this. the rice is all perfectly cooked, and because we did not touch the rice, you know, the rice will be nice and very nice flavorful. And even the rice also has expanded so good. All you need to do this at this time is just mix it once. If any of the rice is there that is not absorbed the moisture properly, that will become perfect after you mix this and put the lid on. After 10 minutes, you can serve this awesome flavorful achari chole pulao, and this is going to be so super. You know, look at this rice. Look at this, how nice and perfect this is. Super hot. Wow. The rice is very nice, very flavorful. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make this awesome achari chole pulao with your washer. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Very nice achari flavors. Awesome.